criticism of the speed at which it is rolling out the coronavirus vaccination programme in the county. Official figures show Shropshire is at the lower end of the table when it comes to the proportion of the population who've been vaccinated, just over 6%, half what it is in neighbouring Herefordshire and Worcestershire. About half of Shropshire's over 80s have had their first jab, around 14,000. Local NHS bosses say the rollout started slowly, but will rise as more vaccination centres come into use next week. Dave Evans is the Chief Executive of the Shropshire and Telford Clinical Commissioning Groups, which pay for health services in the county, and joins me now. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Adam.
Let's start with these figures then. What do you make of them?
What I would say is we've seen a significant increase over the past 10 days or so. They're not as high as I think any of us would like them to be. We want to vaccinate as many people as soon as we possibly can. We are bringing on additional capacity over the next week and the following week as well. So we will see the figures increase quite dramatically, I'm sure of that.
But at the moment, Dave, these figures aren't good enough, are they? What's gone wrong?
I think what we've seen is that, as in all of these, this is a very, very complex programme, and it takes time to make sure that sites are suitable to be used. They all have to be inspected. We have to make sure that we've got the equipment on all of the sites, and obviously we need to make sure we staff them. But to give listeners an idea of the commitment of local organisations to deliver, we had one of our hubs this week extended their opening hours and actually finished vaccinating at 3 o'clock in the morning on 2 days. So this is not about our commitment to deliver this. This is about some of the logistical challenges that we face in delivering the programme.
But so what are those challenges then, Dave? What are those challenges? So is it something to do with supply here?
So there are the model that's used at the moment around the country nationally is that it's what's called a push model. So we get the level of vaccine that NHSEI can deliver to us based on our ability to deliver a set number of vaccines. In the next few weeks, as more supply becomes available, particularly of the AstraZeneca vaccine, that's more likely to become an on-demand, i.e. we request as much as we can possibly get and it will be delivered. But it is some of the logistical challenges around making sure that facilities are ready and safe, both for the people that have been vaccinated as well as those that are vaccinating.
Why have other areas managed to vaccinate more over 80s?
I think the reason some areas have been able to vaccinate more over 80s is down to a number of things. One is that we, at the moment, most of our effort in primary care has been delivering to care home residents. All of the local GPs have been involved in delivering in the hubs that we've had. However, all of our primary care networks, as of towards the end of next week, will be delivering vaccine locally. And again, together with the larger centres coming on site in Telford and elsewhere in the county, that will substantially increase our ability to vaccinate larger numbers.
We've heard from people saying they haven't been able to get vaccinated in their GP surgeries. Has there been a problem getting doctors involved in the rollout?
There's not been a problem in getting doctors involved in the rollout, but there was an agreed there was a nationally agreed enhanced service, and initially some practices and PCNs across the county didn't want to sign up to the full specification, wanted to sign up to part of the specification. That has changed over the last few weeks, and all of our local GPs, for which we are very grateful, are now delivering locally as well as in places like the Education Centre in Shrewsbury and Robert Jones and Agnes Hunt.
So is there an element of lag here? Is it correct many GP surgeries only wanted to get involved with vaccinating in care homes? You're saying that's now changed. Is that why we're seeing these numbers? I'm trying to get a grasp on why our figures are so far behind everyone else.
That's why the numbers you see will change quite dramatically over the next few weeks, because we will be doing more vaccinations locally in local GP surgeries, which I think is what the public would like to see. And I know most of our GPs, all of our GPs are committed to.
Should GPs be doing more, do you think?
I don't think it's a case of should they be doing more. You have to remember that primary care is under a significant amount of pressure at the moment as well, because clearly, you know, we're in winter anyway, and more people go to their GPs in winter. We don't want to stop people going to the GP. So trying to deliver the vaccination program on top of the day job in that sense is quite challenging. Now, we have found a way around that. That is going to happen. And I'm very grateful for all of our GP practices for committing to do that. But this is additional work on top of what they are routinely doing. And that presents some challenges because we're using the same workforce.
How will people who are housebound get the vaccine? That's a worry for many.
Yeah, we are working at the moment on a scheme to ensure that anyone who is housebound and can't get out to a vaccination centre in the same way as the flu vaccination will get delivered in someone's house. Now, there is a slight challenge around that at the moment because we're expecting the guidance to change on vaccinations over the next week or so because clearly we don't want to waste vaccine. The AstraZeneca vaccine comes in vials of either 8 or 10 doses. And the advice currently is that once you've opened a vial, you shouldn't move it from the site you've opened it in. So clearly, if you were to give someone a dose in their own home, you can't then use that vial anywhere else, which would mean losing possibly 7 doses, possibly more. Now, clearly, we don't want to do that. We will be vaccinating housebound residents, and I don't want people to think we're not committed to doing that. We're just waiting, as more is known about the vaccine, for that guidance to change so that we can start that programme. But we will absolutely, as will everywhere else in the country, be delivering vaccinations to residents who are housebound. It's just going to take a little bit longer.
And just finally, Dave, just remind us what happens now for people wanting to get vaccinated. What is the process?
So people will be contacted by the local, people will be contacted by letter to make an appointment through the booking centre. So letters will start going out to everyone who hasn't already been contacted within the next few days, inviting them either to their local GP surgery or to one of the vaccination centres. We are on target, whilst our numbers are low, we are on target to have delivered vaccinations to all residents who are over 65 in care homes by the end of Sunday this week, in line with national target. And we are on target to have delivered vaccination to all over 80s and frontline NHS and care staff by the end of next week, the 31st.
So plenty of work to be done because of the figures that have come before, but you're happy you're on the right track.
I would like to have done more than we have already, but we've had some challenges around that, but I believe we will meet the targets and are on track.
Dave, thanks very much for joining us on the programme this morning. Dave Evans, Chief Executive of the Shropshire and Telford Clinical Commissioning Groups to pay for health services in the county.